This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable, delivering a statement at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Tianjin, China. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation, including in the economic, financial and energy sectors, and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties in these areas. They held talks at Tianjin in China on the sidelines of the SCO summit. Both leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. In his opening remarks, Prime Minister Modi conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year.
इस वर्ष दिसंबर में हमारी 23वीं समिट के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीय उत्सुकता पूर्वक आपका इंतजार कर रहे हैं। ये हमारी स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज्ड स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की गहराई और व्यापकता का परिचायक है। कठिन से कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी भारत और रूस हमेशा कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चले हैं। हमारा करीबी सहयोग न केवल दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए बल्कि वैश्विक शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है.
In Afghanistan, more than 800 people have been killed and 2,500 people are injured after an earthquake of 6 magnitude struck Kunar province near the city of Jalalabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the earthquake in Kunar province of Afghanistan. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today held the final leg of his Voter Adhikar Yatra in Patna, marking the conclusion of his campaign against the Special Intensive Revision SIR. The Voter Adhikar Yatra, which began on the 17th of last month from Sasaram in Rohtas district, saw participation from several leaders of the INDI alliance. The campaign concluded today with a massive roadshow in Patna. BJP today hit out at the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for making baseless allegations on the Election Commission. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned Mr. Gandhi of being silent on affidavits about vote theft.
राहुल गांधी जवाब दें. 21 लाख लोग मृत पाए गए, क्या उनका नाम वोट लिस्ट में रहना चाहिए कि नहीं रहना चाहिए? 7 लाख लोग का नाम दो जगह वोट लिस्ट में पाया गया, क्या उनको रखना चाहिए क्या? 35 लाख लोग अपनी जगह पर नहीं रहते पाए गए. मैं लोकसभा का मेंबर हूं, लेकिन मैं दिल्ली का वोटर नहीं हूं. तुम भी पटने का वोटर हो ना, क्योंकि आपको एक ही जगह वोटर रहना पड़ेगा. राहुल गांधी तो समय के अनुसार कभी वायनाड चले जाते हैं, कभी रायबरेली, कभी अमेठी, छोड़ दीजिए उनकी बात. लेकिन मेरा सवाल यह है कि अगर चुनाव आयोग ने कहा कि आपकी जो आपत्ति है तो आप एफिडेविट पर दीजिए, तो एफिडेविट से क्यों भागते हैं राहुल गांधी?
मिस्टर प्रसाद स्लैम द लीडर ऑफ अपोजिशन द लोकसभा फॉर क्वेश्चनिंग द वैलर ऑफ द आर्म फोर्सेस and for not acknowledging the efforts during Operation Sindoor. India's goods and services tax, GST, collection has surged by 6.5% to over 1,86,000 crore rupees in August this year in comparison to the same month last year. According to the Finance Ministry, the gross domestic revenue was recorded at around 1,37,000 crore rupees, while the gross import revenue was over 49,000 crore rupees. The net GST collection also up by 10.7% to 1,66,000 crore rupees. In hockey, India will take on Kazakhstan in the final Pool A match of Men's Asia Cup Championship at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will be played at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.